Vancouver is a popular destination for famous folk. Dubbed Hollywood North, the city sees many actors on film sets, singers on tour, and other celebrities simply visiting on vacation, like John Cena and Shawn Mendes who came to town last year. Those hoping for a celebrity encounter this year can expect a possible run-in with these popular personalities. Bill Nye the Science Guy, the famous scientist, will be in Vancouver for his new live multimedia show based on his series, The End is Nigh. Snag your ticket here. Just for Laughs Vancouver Sarah Silverman, Jonathan Van Ness, Patton Oswalt, and The Office's Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey are a few of the famous folk locals can spot at the comedy festival. Actors Nicolas Cage, the renowned actor, will be in Vancouver until late February filming a new psychological horror thriller. Plot details are currently under wraps, but Nicolas Cage fans can expect to see the star around town over the next few months. Ben McKenzie and Melissa George McKenzie, known for his role in Gotham, will star alongside Grey's Anatomy alum George in the medical drama pilot The Hurt Unit. Cast of Bow, artist at War Josh Zuckerman, Josh Blacker, and Vancouver-born Michael Benyer will be in town to film the war drama, love story, and espionage tale that is set during the Holocaust. Cast of A Million Little Things, the TV show is currently filming its fifth and final season, so keep an eye out for the cast while they're still in town, including David Guintoli, Allison Miller, and Romany Malco. Cast of Resident Alien, the show, which follows an alien who crash-landed in a small Colorado town, is currently filming its third season in Vancouver. Look out for lead actors Alan Tudyk, Sarah Tomko, and Corey Reynolds. Cast of Riverdale, the popular TV show, is filming its seventh and final season in Vancouver. Check out these Vancouverdale filming locations and watch out for actors Lily Reinhart, Camila Mendes, Cole Sprouse, KJ Apa, and others. Cast of Superman and Lois stars Tyler Hoechlin, Elizabeth Tulloch, and Alex Garfin, who performed his first solo gig at a local pub, are currently in town filming the show's third season. The popular TV series follows the world's most famous superhero and journalist as they find a work-life justice balance. Cast of The Flash locals have stumbled upon the show's film sets on numerous occasions. The superhero series, starring Grant Gustin, Candace Patton, and Danielle Panabaker, is filming its ninth and final season. Cast of The Good Doctor, though The Good Doctor isn't known to film amid the cityscape, Vancouverites may still spot actors Freddie Highmore, Hill Harper, and Richard Schiff around town. The TV show is currently filming its sixth season. Cast of Yellowjackets, the show, is filming its second season, which means locals may see stars Melanie Lynskey, Tani Cypress, and Christina Ricci, who is known for her character Wednesday in the Addams Family TV series, around Vancouver. Singers on tour Beyoncé is taking her latest album, Renaissance, worldwide, with two stops in Canada along the way. Madonna the famous songstress will be in Vancouver this July during her Celebration tour. Drake, 21 Savage the Canadian rapper is leaving the 6 for the 604 this summer along with 21 Savage. Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa the rapper duo's 33 city tour will feature special guests $2 Hort, Warren G., Burner, and DJ Drama. Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind & Fire, these two music icons are teaming up for their Sing a Song All Night Long, that will literally have you singing all night long. They won't be in Vancouver on the 21st night of September, but locals can watch them perform on September 12th. Ed Sheeran, the Shape of You singer-songwriter, announced his Plus Equals Divided by X tour, which can also be called the Mathematics Tour, earlier this year and will be joined by special guests Khalid, Dylan, Kat Burns, Maisie Peters, Russ, and Rosalyn. His Vancouver stop in early September will feature Khalid and Maisie Peters. Kali Uchis, the Telepatia singer, will be touring North America in support of her newest album since 2020, Red Moon in Venus. She will be in Vancouver in late May. Sam Smith, the Unholy singer who recently won Brit Award for Song of the Year, is plotting a 27-date tour in support of their latest album Gloria. They will perform in the city in late August. Lewis Tomlinson, the former One Direction member, will be in Vancouver in late June for his Faith in the Future world tour. Charlie Puth, the four-time Grammy nominee, is set to perform in Vancouver this July. PNK announcing her arena tour on the same day she dropped her ninth studio album. Pink will arrive in Vancouver in late October. Hozier, the Irish singer-songwriter, will be touring with special guest Madison Cunningham. Expect to see him in town in late October. Amanda Marshall, the Canadian singer, will be traveling across the country for her 25 and counting, the heavy lifting, tour with Sophia Fracassi as her opening act. The tour comes after her fourth album. A Boogie Wit Da Hoodie, the New York rapper, will be kicking off his 8 Canadian tour dates in Vancouver this summer before heading east. Mariah the Scientist will be performing as the opening act. Wu-Tang Clan and Nas the Rappers are co-headlining again as they bring back last year's NY State of Mind tour for 2023. They'll be performing in Vancouver mid-October. Peter Gabriel the rock singer is stopping in Vancouver in early October during his I.O. tour, which will include other Canadian cities like Toronto and Montreal. Shania Twain, the Canadian superstar, announced her tour dates in October and locals lost their minds. The Queen of Country will stop in Vancouver for her Queen of Me tour with special guest Nashville singer-songwriter Lindsay L. in early May. SZA and Omar Apollo, shortly after releasing her latest album SOS, the popular R&B singer announced her first-ever arena tour with Omar Apollo, which will make a stop in Vancouver mid-March. Fans flocked to Ticketmaster in a frenzy, trying to snag a ticket when tickets went on sale in December. Steve Lacy, after rescheduling his November 6, 2022, show, the alternative, indie musician will be touring in Vancouver in early February. In the summer, Lacey will join Billie Eilish, The Killers, and Imagine Dragons at Reading Festival and Leeds Festival in the UK. Tova Lo and Slater the Habits singer will be embarking on her Dirt Femme tour in February and is bringing Slater along as her opener. Sabrina Carpenter, the American singer, known for her acting debut in the television crime show Law & Order, Special Victims Unit, will perform in Vancouver in early April. John Mayer Mayer is returning to Vancouver for another performance this year while on tour. Jackson Wong, the GOT7 member, is embarking on his first-ever North American headline tour in support of his second studio album Magic Man. Luke Combs, the country singer, will only be making 2 Canadian stops on his world tour following his recent album, Growin' Up, including Vancouver and Edmonton. Combs will be joined by Riley Green, Lainey Wilson, Flatland Cavalry, and Brent Cobb while in Vancouver in late May. Vance Joy, the alternative indie singer, will be performing in Metro Vancouver this August on his In Our Own Sweet Time tour. Wizkid, the Nigerian Afrobeats singer, will be stopping in Vancouver on his More Love, Less Ego North American tour during the first week of April. Dermot Kennedy, the Irish singer-songwriter, will be in Vancouver in May during his North American tour, after which he'll travel to New York and other cities in the USA. Morgan Wallen, the country star, will be in Vancouver in October for his One Night at a Time World Tour. Lewis Capaldi, the Scottish singer, will perform in Vancouver in late April. Youngblood, the pop-punk singer, is kicking off his world tour in February with a stop in Vancouver in late April. Lights, after joining the Arkells in Halifax, the electropop singer will be touring across Canada during the winter with a stop in Vancouver in February. Earlier this year, Lights built a vending machine at a local snack shop. Bands on TOURBLINK 182, the infamous pop-punk band, brought the original members back together for their upcoming world tour, with Turnstile as their opener. They will be in Vancouver over the summer in late June, and locals can keep an eye out for Travis Barker, Tom DeLonge, and Mark Hoppus. Coldplay, the announcement of the band's Music of the Spheres world tour had Vancouver fans in a frenzy. Coldplay even added a second Vancouver show due to the overwhelming response from locals, both of which will take place in September. Nickelback, popular rock band Nickelback, is going on tour in support of their most recent album Get Rollin' and is stopping in Vancouver in June. Death Cab for Cutie, the alternative indie rock band, will have 2 back-to-back shows in Vancouver mid-June as they take their chart-topping album Asphalt Meadows on tour. Red Hot Chili Peppers, the rock band, revealed their latest tour with 6 different opening acts, including The Strokes, Iggy Pop, The Roots, The Mars Volta, St. Vincent, and Thundercat. City and Colour and King Princess will be joining the band when they play in Vancouver in late March. Old Dominion, the country band, announced their No Bad Vibes tour during their Whiskey Jam performance in Nashville, revealing Frank Ray, Sean Austin, and Stephen Lee Olsen as their opening acts for their Canadian dates. The group will perform in Vancouver in late February. Arctic Monkeys. The indie rock band announced their North American tour with Fontaines D.C. as their opener following their newest album The Car. The group will be performing in Vancouver in late September. Matchbox 20. The alternative rock band is making a stop in Vancouver as part of its latest world tour. Guns N' Roses. The popular rock band recently announced its Vancouver tour date for mid-October. Avenged Sevenfold. The band is going on their first proper tour since 2018 and will arrive in Vancouver in early August. Måneskin. The rising rock band will make a stop in Vancouver in early October. Kiss. The band is planning the absolute final shows of their final tour to take place in arenas across Canada and the U.S., including a date in Vancouver in November. The Cure. The band will be performing in Vancouver in June with opening act The Twilight Sad for its Shows of a Lost World tour. Depeche Mode. The synth-pop band will be in Vancouver in late November. The Chicks. The country music band will be in Vancouver in early September with Maren Morris as the opening act.